Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Amy, smart cars, those are those tiny, easily parkable vehicles. They've become quite popular in cities across the country. In San Francisco, citizens have welcomed the increasing presence of smart cars by doing what?
Pushing them down the hill.
Almost.
No. Okay.
I guess they couldn't find any cows in the streets of San Francisco, so
tipping
they,
them over.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Smart cars are the choice for urban dwellers who prioritize parallel parking over surviving a car wreck or ever getting a date. Well, a group in San Francisco has been walking around, picking up the cars and flipping them over. Now, while it may seem funny to you or to me, it's also funny to everyone everywhere. And yet we all know that when you see one of these cars parked, we all want to turn it over. These people aren't vandals. They just have slightly worse impulse control than the rest of us.
You know how they say that sometimes in a terrible predicament where, let's say, a car was on top of her child, a mother could lift the car off. I feel like the predicament wouldn't have to be as intense for her to lift a smart car.
That's true. Right.
Yeah, there's a French friend. Hold on, let me get that.
I actually don't see the problem, because if you're a smart car driver and you come back and someone has flipped your smart car, you just flip it back. What's the problem?
Well, they're like a bug, though, when they get on their back. The smart car can't get over.
The wheels spin, yeah, and it's really kind of pathetic.
They hold two people, right?
Yes, they hold two people, just two people. Yeah.
Well, one person and their shame.